Because we were excited because the Lord was moving us on from one area of responsibility to the next that he had for us. And so we spent about a month and a half here with you guys, got to know everyone, had lots of suppers and braais, and then we went back home and we packed up our stuff and we moved. But that process took about a month. And that was one of the hardest months for us because we were kind of like in limbo. We were there, but we were here. Our hearts were here already, but we were still shepherding there. And it was just really hard to love. But we hadn't loved to completion there. So I want to say to you that when you go through moments of transition, make sure that you leave well. Make sure that you finish well. Make sure that you've finished and completed the work that the Lord had for you in that season. And so whether you go from being single to being married, whether you go from primary school to high school, whether you go from high school to tertiary education, make sure that you leave well and make sure that you find companions in the new season that you're going in. But because I didn't have companions when I went through a moment of transition between high school and tertiary education, I ended up losing 4 years of my life because I chose the wrong companions. You see, I couldn't love them with the love of the Lord because we weren't anything about the things of the Lord. And so in every season of our life, in seasons of transition, make sure that you don't get distracted. Distracted by the good things and even maybe distracted by the bad things. Keep your focus upon Jesus because you are called to be a servant. And you, let's say we, not you, we are called to be servants of the Lord. In every season of our life, even in the seasons of transition, when we might face distractions. You know what? The season of going from work to holiday can also be a distraction. And like, how many of you enjoyed that clip? It was good, eh? Don't be the guy on the PlayStation. Because bad company corrupts good morals. Make sure that we remain connected and that we love one another in the season, even though we don't have formal community life. Because otherwise some of us might not be back next year. And don't just think about yourself over Christmas dinner or supper, but think about maybe someone else that hasn't got family here. Someone that you can invite to come and share with you and your family. Because we know that this family of God is bigger than just our physical family. And it includes our spiritual family. And so just watch out for distractions. Watch out for distractions. Keep your focus. The next thing is we're talking about loving one another and serving to full completion. Running the race to a full completion. The next thing is Jesus was betrayed. He was betrayed. And he must have been discouraged. Imagine this. Him and Judas and the other 12 disciples, they were together, living together, working together for 3 years. And then one of your mates, think of one of your friends, goes and rats him out. Jesus must have been so discouraged. And sometimes discouragement can come against us and discouragement can prevent us from serving where the Lord wants us to serve. And so we can be discouraged by a betrayal. Maybe you've got a close friend or a community, you're loving people in your community, and then someone says something critical or bad about you. How does that make you feel? Have you ever had that happen to you? You love someone, you pray for them, you care for them, you counsel them, you're there when they need, and then one day you hear a bit like, you know, I don't really like that guy. You know, I actually prefer this oak. And that sometimes hurts into our hearts, doesn't it? Who can relate to that? And how many of you at that moment feel like, oh, I love ministry Jesus. I love taking care of people. I love being a community leader. No, it kind of like just, yeah, Lord, kind of like just feel a little bit discouraged here. I actually feel like I want to stop. Or maybe you've been overlooked in ministry. You've poured out your heart to people. you've loved them and you've counseled and you've prayed and you've spent endless hours, after hours, your own time, sacrificing for the Lord. And you just feel like no one sees what you're doing. No one, there's no thankfulness or gratitude. People just come in and out and they just move on. Maybe as a mum you feel that. You know, you're working in the house and it's just like everyone just expects you to do what you're doing. And there's just no thankfulness. Maybe you feel that with your boss. Just being overlooked. Working harder than the oak next to you. Giving you all, coming in early, leaving late. And you just feel like overlooked and discouraged. Unthanked. Forgotten. And these discouragements that come against us will prevent us from serving in the body. It will prevent us from walking into our plan and our purpose and our destiny. Because if we allow the discouragements to overcome us, we will lose the motivation to love people. And Jesus, at his point of discouragement, still chooses to serve and chooses to wash his disciples' feet, chooses to love enough to go to the cross and die for us, even though he was discouraged. You see, Jesus knew that the Father had put him in complete charge of everything, that he had come from God and he was on his way back to God. You see, Jesus knew where he came from. And Jesus knew where he was going. Now, if you know where you come from, you know who you are. And that speaks to me of serving and service. And Ben this morning, yes, you had such an awesome finance teaching. Just really touching on the heart of why we give. You see, when we give freely. We don't give with that little hook to soothe our consciences. That's basically what you said, right? Like when we give up, so whether we give of our time, whether we give of our finance, whether we give of ourselves, whether we give of our ministry, whether we give of prayer, whether we give of the Holy Spirit, whether we give of leadership, no matter what we give, as we give freely. If we give to receive back, you could call it grandpa giving. It'll take away the pain for a little bit, but then the headache just comes back. And so Jesus could give freely because he knew who he was. He knew what his identity was. And I want to say Jesus didn't give because he wanted to. Jesus didn't give because he liked. Jesus gave because he couldn't do anything else. Because the very nature of God is to give. And so Philippians 2 says, Jesus, being in the very likeness of God, did not grasp for God's throne, but made himself a servant, a doulos, a bond servant, a slave, not a waiter, a slave. And came to us to give to us. And I want to say to you that if you are a Christian, you do not have an option to give. You do not give because you need or because you like or because you want. You give because your very nature is that of God. And so if you know where you come from, you know that you are a servant. And if you don't know where you come from, you can't give out of the identity of a servant. And if you don't give, you receive. And so your attitude is either one to give and to contribute, or your attitude is one to receive. And when we have an attitude of receiving, we are not reflecting our identity, and we open ourselves for deception. And we start giving for the wrong motives. And then when we don't get back, we get resentful or we get angry or we get upset. But if we freely give like Jesus gives, then we're giving in love. And we know where we're going. Because our purpose is that we came from the Father and that we are on our way back to the Father. And that is what keeps you in line. I know that I am a servant. And I know that I'm working for my God. I know that my only purpose in this world is to serve Him and please Him. And therefore, when discouragement comes, when distraction comes, this is the antidote to that, is I know that I don't work for you, but at the end of the day, I work for God. And I work for that day when I walk into His presence. And he says, welcome, come in, my good and my faithful servant. Come into what I've prepared for you to do. And if we don't know where we come from in our identity, and we don't work for that, and we work for man, or we work for other gains or other motivations, it skews us. And we can't love like Jesus loved. And we end up becoming disheartened. We end up becoming disorientated. We end up losing cohesion. We end up losing love. Sorry, I hope I didn't make the baby cry. So serving is not a choice. Serving is not a choice. If you've accepted Jesus into your heart, you've got the character of a servant. You've got the nature of a servant within you. And if you're not serving, then you're not loving. And if you're not loving, then you're not reflecting. And if you're not reflecting, then you don't have meaning, identity, and purpose. And so maybe you're sitting here and you feel like, I don't belong, I don't have a purpose, I don't have meaning. Well, love. You ask me, how should I love? Where should I start serving? Just start loving. Just start loving. The first person you see, start loving them. Be interested in them. Pray when you see a need. Give when you can. Just love. Just be part of a community. And you'll find purpose and meaning and identity. And so just in summary, love. If you are distracted and you are in a transitional season change, make sure that you do not become distracted. The antidote for distraction is love on the companions that you've got. Love on the people that are around you. Just look around you. These are your companions. These are the people that God has put around you for now to love and to serve. You don't have to be distracted. If you're discouraged and you've been forgotten and betrayed and overlooked and feel unthanked and dismissed, just remind yourself, who are you doing this for? Are you doing it for yourself or are you doing it for God? And then the last one, if you are disorientated and you feel like you don't have identity and purpose, just remember that your very nature is like the nature of Christ and that you have been made to be a servant. And so as you serve, you will find purpose and meaning and identity and direction in your life. Amen. Can I ask that we just close our eyes? Maybe you're sitting in this place this morning and you feel disoriented. You feel like you don't have purpose and meaning and identity in your life. And I want to say to you that Jesus came and He died for you and Jesus came to serve you. He came to die on the cross for you so that you could have a relationship with the Father who has the plan for your life so that you can find out why are you here? What are you doing in this place? Why am I on earth? Why do I even wake up in the morning? What is my purpose? What is my destiny? And maybe you've come into this place this morning and you are wondering that. It's like I'm just living my life and it feels like it's just going nowhere. And I want to say to you that this morning, if you've come into this place, the Lord has brought you here. Because the good news of the gospel is this, is that we've been separated from God the Father who has the plan and the meaning and the destiny for your life. And you've been unable to hear His voice because sin has separated you from Him. And this morning, Jesus is extending an invitation into your heart to come into His kingdom so that you can hear His voice, so that he can reconnect you with a plan that the Father has for your life. So that you can start loving people. Because at the moment you can't love people because your nature still isn't one of love. It's still all about yourself. And as I'm speaking and as I've spoken, the Holy Spirit has just been speaking to your heart. And it's like he's knocking on the door of your heart. Your heart's maybe even pounding a little in your chest. That's the Holy Spirit bringing you to a place of conviction, offering you eternal life. And the Bible says that if you would respond to that moment happening in your heart in faith, that God will take away your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And he will take away your sins and your missteps and your transgressions, and he will bring you into his family, and he will give you a new future and a new hope and a new destiny. And if that's you this morning, I want to ask that you would just raise your hand so that I can pray with you. You've come into this place, you don't have a relationship with Jesus, you might have been in church before, but there's something happening in your heart right now, and the Holy Spirit is bringing you to a place of salvation. And you need to respond to that. You need to manifest that by raising your hand right now. Is there anyone here that wants to receive Jesus into their hearts this morning? Just raise your hand. Thank you. One person that's responded. Anyone else? Thank you. I see that hand. You guys can put your hands down. Anyone else that would like to give their heart to Jesus this morning? You might have come into this place and you might have had a relationship with Jesus and you've wandered off and you're wondering where his voice is and where you don't have a proper relationship with him anymore. And you want to recommit to him this morning. You want to come back. And if that's you, I want to also pray for you. Can you raise your hand? Thank you, sir. I see your hand. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Can I ask, is there anyone else that wants to recommit their life to Jesus this morning? Can I ask those four people, maybe just quickly, if you stand up while every head's bowed, just look at me. I want you to just walk to the back. All right, there's a person at the back. His name is Herman, and oh, shucks, forgot your name. I'm so sorry. Just, Les, let's quickly walk over to them. Just if you've responded this morning. There was another person that responded. Yeah, please, don't be shy. Thank you. All right, can we have the lights on again? Not just on me. I really felt, as I was preparing for the message this morning, that God wanted to bring, can I get the worship team here, please? Thank you. As I was just preparing from this morning early, the Lord's just been speaking to me about this distractions. And some of you have lost your companions. You feel like you're still in church, but you're not as connected as you used to be. And I feel the Lord just wants to refocus you this morning. I feel like he just wants to bring you back. He wants to say to you, love fully and love to the end. Even if you've been disappointed, even if you've been discouraged, even if you feel like you've been let down and forgotten and no one's phoned you, and I just feel like that's the one group of people. I feel like you've been let down. You feel like you've been let down. And you don't feel as connected as you were in the past. Or maybe even as much as you desire in your heart. And I think the Lord wants you to acknowledge this morning that you're never going to receive unless you give with a right heart. It is like what Ben preached this morning for us in the finance teaching. You're giving with the wrong heart motive. And so all the seed that you're sowing, all the invitations, all the phone calls, all the WhatsApps, everything that you're putting in is falling onto hard ground. And it's unable to bear fruit because you're giving with the wrong motive. You're giving for yourself. And the Lord's saying that if you this morning would repent of that, and if you would start sowing in love, not to get back, but just to reflect who he is, your seed will bear fruit. Does that make sense? So any of you that feel like that, you feel like you've been sowing friendship and you're going like, Lord, this sowing reaping principle, it just doesn't work. And the Lord's saying, just adjust your heart this morning, man. Give with the right reason and you're gonna reap. And I'd like to pray for that group. But before you stand, there's another group here. And this group is more to do with people that have been in ministry or are in ministry. And you guys are discouraged. You know, the sheep has bitten you. The sheep has teeth. They're made for grass, but sometimes they make up flesh. I know. I get there. And you know what? You don't minister for me. You don't minister for future position. You don't minister for any other reason but for Jesus. That's why you minister. And you've allowed discouragement to set into your heart. And you're losing hope. And your eyes are dropping, and they're starting to droop. And the Lord's saying, adjust your heart this morning. Repent before me. Because the anointing and the gifting that I've placed upon you is not there for you. It is for my body. And when you serve my body, you serve me. And so I'd like to pray for those two groups of people this morning. For what are they? The distracted and the discouraged. What was the last group? The disoriented. I hope that none of you are disoriented. That you haven't lost your identity. That you may be living for a different purpose. You know, maybe you came into the church and Jesus got all of you and you were living for him and you were living for his word and his pleasure. And as you've lost some of your identity, you started to lose some of your focus. And now you're not just all about Jesus anymore. I mean, you're still good. You still come to church and you still go to community and you still care for his people. But you know, you've added to that. You know, maybe I'll live for Jesus and business. Maybe I live for Jesus and wealth. Or maybe I live for Jesus and whatever your heart desires. And God this morning is saying, you're going to flip over. You need to reestablish your horizon. That line draws through. And as soon as you let go of the purpose or you let go of the identity, you fall over. And you get disorientated. You forget who you are. And maybe you've forgotten who you are. And you just need to start loving again out of a pure heart. Is that all right? So if any of those three, can I ask that you close your eyes? If any of those three apply to you this morning, I want to ask that you stand, not for me, but for the Lord. And I want to pray with you this morning so that the Lord can reorientate our hearts so that we can love one another just like he loved. I know there's more. And, you know, I'm just like you. There's nothing different in me. And I know sometimes these calls come and then you think, oh Lord, I'll stand in my heart. And listen, it's not about whether you stand or not. It's about the activation of your faith. You see, because the Holy Spirit is right now doing this thing in your heart. And where the Spirit is working, unless you do a physical manifestation of it, you miss the moment of faith. And you can't recreate that moment of faith in your bedroom later on in the house. When you do it now, there's breakthrough. When you do it later, then I'm sure the Lord sees you. All right. Can I ask just everyone that stood, just reach out your hands. Karamadafa shodomo kaba tiza ramataba. Iramadofo vojigaramata shetaba. Oh Lord, our hearts are frail. Lord, we get disillusioned. We get discouraged. We lose focus. We lose purpose. We forget who we are. We forget what you made us to be. And this morning, Lord, we want to stand before you, Lord. And we reach out our hands, Lord, because we need your grace. Holy Spirit, you are the Spirit of love. You give from what Jesus has and you give it to us so that we can love properly. And so, Lord, we want to repent this morning. If we've made this thing about us, if we've become discouraged, if we've become disillusioned, if we've listened to the lies of the enemy, if we've pursued wrong things, not just you, not just your kingdom, not just your righteousness. And Father, we ask this morning that you would come and put your Spirit of love inside of our hearts. And any other spirit that we have had communion with, that we have listened to, that we have entertained, God, we say we're sorry. We break our allegiance with the lies of the enemy. And this morning we believe that you have called us to a better future. We believe that you have made us servants in your house, that you have given us the identity of a servant. And Lord, we want to say we want to serve you. We want to serve your people. So give us your Spirit. Give us your Spirit, Jesus. We cannot do this in our own strength. Lord, I pray that you will take away the distractions as we refocus upon you. That you will take away the desires that are not from you. And Lord, that you would take away those words of discouragement, those thoughts of being forgotten, of being betrayed, and that you would wipe them under the blood of Jesus. And that you would make us clean this morning, holy and acceptable before you. That we as a people can renew our minds and our understanding and start walking into the future and the destiny that you have for us. Loving one another and loving the world. Bringing people in and loving on them. And changing them from one degree of glory to the next through the power of your Spirit. And so Lord, we say this morning, Lord, not by our strength, not by our might, not by our wisdom, not by our intellect, but by your power, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. Come and baptize us afresh, just where we're standing. Please, Jesus. Come and blow over us. Just blow over us. Taking away the chaff. Renewing our spirits. God, I want to pray for us, Lord, that you would open our eyes, Lord, that we would see the season that we are in. That we would know like Jesus knew. That you would put your Spirit of discernment upon us, Lord, that we would know the seasons that we are in. That we would perceive the changes that are coming. That we would position ourselves and that we would love fully. We thank you for all of that, Lord, in the name of your mighty of Jesus Christ. In the mighty blood of Jesus that consecrates us and separates us and motivates us and protects us and brings us into the future and the destiny that you have for us. We lift up your name this morning, Jesus. We say, Lord, be king in our hearts and be king in this place. Be king in our families. Be king in our businesses. Be king wherever we go, Lord. Let your kingdom come on this earth. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As we offer ourselves this morning, Lord, as living sacrifices before you. Thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.